not being able to complain as an adult sucks. Like, I complain in my head a lot, but like to not be able to openly complain as an adult does suck. And I want to complain a lot, but sometimes it's like, you can't, bro. And it's some, it is necessary. You don't need to complain all the time, but like there are days where I'm like, I don't want to be here. I would rather like be doing something I want to do, but I have to be here. VLT, VLT. I hope y'all feeling lucky, man. It's green, man. It's green today. If y'all hearing this, man, in March, St. Patrick's Day happens. Not sure the day. Is it 17th? Is that the correct?
Tomorrow, the 17th.
No, but I mean, is that
with St. Patrick's Day?
Okay, okay, okay. So if y'all ain't know, shout out to St. Patrick. Going that green.
Shout out to Ghost.
Yeah. BLT is green. So, man, I'm going to do these introductions, but while these introductions, y'all gonna tell me something green, which means it's good. You know what I'm saying? Go on, go what you got. Play anything that's good, positive, you know what I'm saying? Or if you just want to give yourself flowers or anything. So go ahead, Darius. Man, we always start in the right direction.
Yeah, right direction. You already know it's Darius No Rucker.
No Rucker.
Your boy just had a birthday. Bro, I thought you just like baby. No,
bro.
Sir.
The way it was like, the B was no like, baby, it was
no
coming
baby.
Out strong.
It wasn't like a no baby, no baby.
It's like birthday,
no
baby. But like the, your B was like more like
no
baby,
baby no baby.
Yeah,
no
I'm
baby.
Like, now.
He said, no,
so
no.
We have a baby.
He said, when you had a baby, no, ain't no baby.
In my mind, I thought I had missed his birthday. I'm like, your birthday.
Yeah,
okay, hey, birthday. I'm like,
yeah.
What? I'm like,
nobody
said
he said, nobody said nothing.
I'm like, damn. Bro, literally just hit my counter. I'm like, no way.
He said, nah, bro, I know somebody had that shit saved, bro. We missed it.
Okay, false alarm, bro.
Yeah, nah, man. So that shit was cool, I guess. But nah.
but,
I don't know. But hey, but today's a good day. So I'm with my brethren. You know, the sun is out. We about to have a little bit of fun in the city. Yo, we ain't been here for St. Patty's Day at any point. So we're going to have a little bit of fun.
A little bit, isn't it? Come on, bit.
Ahead of me, channels. Say what's up to people.
This is, I want to give Shaq flowers. This is something that I realized that I do, and it's only because he said on the podcast one time. He said that, and I think Darius echoed it too, so I'm going to give y'all both credit. But he was like, after you use mouthwash, don't use water to wash your mouth because it washes out the fluorine.
Yeah.
That really sat with me. I realized this morning, I'm like, all right, don't do that. Mm. I just want to say thank you, bro. You really
sometimes I even. Sometimes I even. Never mind.
Never mind. I just want to say thank you, Jack, because I really don't do that. Yeah. And I really feel like it has helped my breath. Like it has helped my teeth quality. So, yeah, for those out there, if you, when you use mouthwash, don't rinse out your mouth afterwards.
There's sometimes I'll mouthwash before I brush.
Ooh, pre mouthwash. Mm-hmm.
And it's, then.
Get all the.
Yeah, and then the I don't. Then I'll just spit the toothpaste out and keep going.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't rinse the toothpaste out.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, I go toothpaste first, but. I see the logic. I really am more conscious of that now. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't want to wash it out.
Don't want to wash it out.
Yeah,
you want to leave it in there.
Yeah,
that's the point of it being right in there.
I'm telling you, bro.
Because I get to work after I've done it. I'm like, fuck. Man, I'm like, funky, bro.
Already? Yeah. I'm like, bro, that's not
come
fair.
Come on, man. I need some gum. Anybody got gum?
Because also,
anybody got gum?
If you really think about it, I'm like, that's a terrible product. Also, in your mind, you're thinking, like, bro, what did I brush my teeth for if I just ruined it by, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So why I do that?
Anybody got gum?
To the left, O'Shea, say what's up.
Yeah, man. O'Shea in a building. By the time you guys hear this, and I'll be in Jersey this week, man.
Jersey,
boy. And Fourth and Ocean. What was the question?
Something green, man. So what's it been
like
green?
Anything, man.
She had tastes like Billie Eilish, but she couldn't sing.
But she couldn't sing.
Something good.
It's the ring.
You feeling lucky?
I just want to give flowers to my parents.
Okay.
It's just you just see people that ain't got home training.
Yeah. They don't.
People just ain't got no home training, bro. And it's just like when you realize like, oh, you do this way.
Yeah.
Cause you just don't know.
You weren't raised right.
Yeah. You
parents fucked up. Your parents dropped the ball here.
Yeah.
You don't, this is very generic. Like, I'm not blaming. You don't clean up because you just don't know how to.
Yeah.
No one ever told
you. No one told you the right way to clean up or like to be in people's space or like social cues or like
just didn't teach you.
You just don't know.
Yeah, because they'd be stunned when you say something to them.
So you just learn bad patterns. So like I want to shout out to my parents, even though the way they did it sometimes wasn't the best.
Yeah.
But shout out to my parents, you know.
You really do feel like the whole you are representation of me. It's yeah. like, this is the flip side that where it's like, oh yeah, you are representation of your parents because you're making them look bad.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. like when you got up and left this mess in my house, I looked down on you.
Yeah.
But by connection, I looked down on your parents because that's yeah. where that came from. Because yeah. it's like, well,
so that's what I like the compliments. It's like, oh, it was, yeah. it was great to have over. He was very like well mannered. And it's like, good.
Bro,
I beat his ass. Good.
Yeah. I'd never forget. I remember one
it was
time.
An ass whooping on the line.
It was in middle school. House.
And you realize that?
Every
I guess you didn't
every
think
time
you
I left the
like,
house.
Yeah, no, there's an ass whooping.
Every time I leave the house, really my saying, ass is the risk and the reward. Yeah. You're not thinking about the risk. No. I'm going to go out and have fun.
Yeah.
No. But if I act the ass,
any social interaction,
the risk is up here.
Yeah.
And I hope it don't get back to my mom.
No.
But yeah, I was in middle school and it was like, teachers was just, it was in the room talking. So I went in there and waited till they was finished talking, asked my question, left, yeah. whatever. I get a call. My mom's like, your teacher called you. I said, oh, fuck, what'd she call you for? What I did? She was like, oh, she just said you have such good manners. You wait till they finish talking, bro. I was like,
oh, what?
So sad.
Hey, why man? Would they call you for that?
Yeah, right?
She was like, yeah, you said they just said you were so nice. I was like, don't scare me like that, bro.
So your teacher called?
Yeah. I said, huh?
You run through everything you've done in the last month.
Right, I'm like, what did I do?
Can I tell y'all a story?
Yeah.
Story time.
Podcast for
yeah, there's one time, bro, I cussed in class, bro.
Oh.
On some trying to be funny shit.
You know what you said?
Always. He said, you rabbit right, teacher, bitch.
There's this phase that, like, I like to talk like Donald Duck in school.
He's stupid, bro.
Corny, man.
But that shit was funny. The class
shit
loved
was
it.
Funny. They loved okay. it.
They loved
he said,
it.
They loved it.
He said, they loved that shit.
My audience is loving it.
But the teacher overheard it. I called my parents immediately.
Oh.
So, parents are working. This is like really like pre cell phones. Like,
okay.
Cell phones were really popping thing. Yeah. They had to call home. They called home.
Got you.
Also, yeah, call home, bitch. Like,
she my parents might not
be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I had to do yeah. is get home.
Delete the message.
Young yeah. niggas don't easy. Have that luxury. I'm easy. Sorry. I'm sorry you young niggas don't have that, bro. You really had to out, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, so I did the whole charades of crying. I'm going to call my parents, like, knowing that my parents are at home. I just had to make sure that I got home before my parents did and delete the message. And that's what happened. So
you delete it?
Yeah.
It ain't ever find out. They still don't know.
No hard, no foul. What they don't know, hard, no.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, yeah.
She's why when they went home. I said, oh, my mom beat my ass, Miss Smith.
Oh, but then they also thinking that like his parents don't care about. Like, yeah. We called and left them a message. They don't care.
They cuss too.
Yeah.
I'm saying my parents.
I'm learning to cuss from somewhere again.
Yeah. Where's it coming from?
My parents.
Do you know what you said though?
I said fuck.
I mean, y'all already know, man. Y'all my brothers, man. I feel like I'm the luckiest dude in the world. I got my best friends, like. A close group of friends, BLT, but most importantly, like my boys and King Av. Like, I feel like a lot of men don't have that.
That's real.
Yeah,
and like that's really real.
I mean, like supportive friends or like
a lot of people, bro. A lot of people don't have
people just don't have they can good, like right. come to because like I know like a lot of times we're getting older, so like a lot of us will need each other for like community yeah. of anything. So
yeah, we
like,
have that community.
Yeah, so like I just really appreciate that. I always think about this like funny stuff every time I'm high, like the just goofy stuff where I'm like, oh, it's getting to that point where I'm like. Damn, now I'm looking back, I'm like, these are now memories where I'm yeah. like, 2019, we was at Woodland Ave, like, just ordering food late night, like, the wrong food.
But Riley's not anything. Coming, bro.
Riley's and we going coming. Right back, and we still ordering,
having
bro.
The door wide open. Just, like, silly stories it's where I'm just chaotic, like, it's going to get funnier and funnier as I get older, where I'm just yeah. like, I really appreciate y'all, so.
No, you know what's funny? Yeah, I was actually going to talk about yeah. this, like, in yeah. our real life later, but yeah. I'll talk about it now. Marcus called me this week and I'm like, yeah, oh, what's wrong?
I talked to him.
And yeah. I was, he's like, nothing. I was just checking. I was like, man, that was so nice, bro. Yeah, yeah, like, thank sweet. You. I was having such dope. A shitty day that yeah. day. I was having an awful day.
Yeah.
And he called me. It just warmed me because I missed the yeah. call, but I was like, damn, bro, I needed
that's
that.
Like, really
I was
good.
Like, thank you, God, like, for yeah. looking out for me. I just cool. have good people in my life.
Yeah, like, the BLT is really, I always underestimate, but I know we are close in any kind of way.
Hey, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it was like right when I needed, bro. I was having an awful day. I was like, damn, like, I didn't, it was just like that, like, not feeling like people. Cared about me and it was yeah. like damn I do have people in my life you mm-hmm. right guys.
Like really close people where it's like yeah. nah, these are really my brothers
and he just wanted that's to check in bro that really filled yeah. me up this week so that's funny you say that I was literally about to talk to you about that like at brunch
yeah
I was like
that's super bro
yeah
yeah bro.
That's awesome
man all right well let's go ahead and get to the episode man Channing check us in bro.
All right let's check call to action in. Man
yeah you gotta call that that's an easy call to action man yeah that's what y'all listening to
he said man this is the podcast real friendship bro real friendship real honest
yeah
a lot of podcasts you listen to them niggas do not like each other bro
yeah
a lot of shows I watch niggas hate each other.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
you know, they end the show, you know,
don't speak.
And they go their separate ways.
Yeah, bro.
And
then I mean, I'd be with, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, moving out, I'm like, oh, like, I'm probably going to see them at least 3 times a week. Yeah, like, bro, almost at least one of them. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Oh, I just know where they're, yeah, I'm yeah. always going to
We
see
move
them.
Like a band on tour, bro. Yeah. Like, tour bus type shit.
Yeah. Motley Crew.
Yeah, one trailer.
That was
yeah.
good. Dirt was yeah, good. I was right about that.
Any group, bro, just like, yeah. just dudes and kicking it. I'm like, yeah, I'm in. Just a group of guys just like doing guy shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck yeah, I do that. Hell yeah. Fuck it, right? Hell yeah.
All
right,
man. Think fast.
Think fast.
Think fast.
All right, man. We all adults here. We all old. We grown. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
So talk to me, man. Talk to me, boys. What's the hardest part about being an adult?
I think it's the fact that bills don't end.
Bills don't end.
Like, there's always another bill. School ends. And like, yeah, I think when you grow up, you think that like things come to an end like mm-hmm. that. Like there'll be a day where like, okay, I'm out of fourth grade. I'm in fifth grade.
Yeah.
But like with work, you just work till you're done. Like
either you're working for fun or working for someone else.
Yeah. And so it's just like, I think part of just like realizing that like, nah, bro, you don't have to move at like a jog, because if you try and sprint, you're going to burn yourself out.
Yeah.
So like the hard part being adults realize like, this is like high school is a 4-year project. Mm-hmm. Being an adult is like a 22 to 60, like a 40-year project, bro. Like you really got to like pace yourself. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard sometimes just being like, damn, electricity again, huh?
Yeah.
Like y'all need rent every month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like all of my money.
Yeah. By the fifth.
No matter what's happened this last month.
By the fifth, bro.
Like no matter what's happened this last month, you're going to need your money.
Yeah. Yep.
You can't. You know, if I had a real bad month, a lot of bad stuff happens. Like I hear you.
Yeah.
But we do.
You live here. Yeah. So
I'm doing my job by telling you that I need my money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro.
And I'm gonna keep reminding you. So why y'all keep calling? It's
like, I'm doing my job, bro. Yeah.
Come on, I got a boss. You got a boss, bro.
Yeah,
everybody got a boss. Or it's just like when you realize that like niggas can just be like, yeah, like my cable bill went up and I had no defense. They were just like, your cable more, no like oh, it's my internet, but they're like, your internet more expensive now. Yes. And I was just like, I guess it's $10 more expensive now. Like I have to have internet. So like bills just be like, yeah, you paying
or
like
rent, paying.
Like, your rent is up $100.
What am I gonna do? Move?
Or leave.
I don't feel like moving.
He said leave if you want to, but there's people in here dying to get those.
Yeah, it's just like bills, you're at the mercy of that nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Like honestly, like real talk, like I know I'm sure AP is not 100% a scam, but like how do we know? They just sending me a number. How do I know that's really how much electricity I was using, you know?
Do you think when I ever check the bill, I check any usage?
I don't know how to read meter. I have no idea what that means.
I don't know. And they said, you use this much. I'm like, sure. Did I? We were on the computer.
That would be funny if they did give you like an itemized like reason on what.
Playing PS5.
Yeah, he said PS5. Yeah, 6 hours.
Yeah. So whoa, chill. But yeah, it's like, yeah, it's just like you get the electricity bill. It's like this how much they said it was, so... Or like taxes, they say, bro, you owe taxes. They say, why? I say, because I said something.
You hear what they're doing in China? That social thing? If your social status is like, your credit score is low, they can just be like, oh, you can't use online at this hour. Or you can't do.
Well, that's like having bad grades.
Yeah, that's like your parents, bro. Yeah. Ass, like, Wi-Fi cut
off. So it's almost like their own way of like you being a criminal. So they see you jaywalking, they will do it.
That's
like,
crazy.
It's crazy.
But that's the dictatorship, man. Like the mercy of
the dictatorship over there?
I don't know. I think they have a word for it, premier.
Yeah, it's weird.
So I don't know if it's like truly democracy, but I don't think it's a pure dictatorship.
I don't know that nigga
run shit though. I know that nigga, he got shit on lock.
That's a dictatorship.
No, but that nigga China, he not a dictator, but he got shit on lock. Like they wiping out these niggas, the Uyghurs, like they dark skinned niggas, they wiping them niggas out.
Yeah. Damn. Or making a move.
Kill him.
Yeah, say goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. Like a big part of
right time.
Why that Mulan movie they wasn't fucking with? Because that movie was in China and them niggas was in Uyghur land and was wiping them niggas out that movie, bro.
Gotcha.
And then Uyghurs was like, hey,
that's
bro.
Crazy though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the one dude with the hawk.
Yeah.
Came on his shoulder.
What's crazy is that in other countries, it's like, oh, y'all got your own bullshit too, huh? I said, damn, I didn't even know that shit was going on over here, bro. They said, yeah, bro. Like in Canada, they said, yeah, bro, we wiping out all the French people. I said, I don't even know.
Bro, we pushing them to one.
Pushing them over to French Canada.
This is where you can stay.
Y'all stay up here.
Yeah.
Or, bro, I was watching the show in Alaska, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They got their own set of problems, bro.
Never would even know.
Never would even know they dealing with shit up there, bro. Niggas is just living in, it's dark for 30 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No sun. No sun, bro.
No sun, bro.
That'll make me
I can't even fathom that, bro. And you going to work is dark. No movement, no brightness, bro. 30 days of night.
I can't. I don't know.
I think at that point, if I lived in Alaska, I wouldn't be like an accountant out there.
I'm running from something.
No.
I've done something
I've
bad.
Done something
I'm
bad.
In, I'm, witness
in,
protection?
I'm doing like offshore drilling.
Yeah, I'm a hunter or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm
not up here. Yeah.
You only wear boots.
I'm not out here to be out here. I'm out here.
I'm not having no office job. I study ice.
Yeah,
that's why I'm up here.
Oh, yeah.
If I could do this job anywhere else, I'd be there.
Yeah, I know about crude oil.
Yeah, niggas be like, oh, I'm a waitress in Alaska.
No, man, fuck out of here.
That doesn't make sense,
I'm leaving.
You can move down to the.
Doesn't make sense, my guy.
I just moved to Canada or something. But yeah, that's the thing. It's just perpetual. You just,
yeah,
every day.
I think for me, it's just doing things you just don't want to do, whatever that could be. Like everything. Not being able to complain as an adult sucks. Like mm-hmm. I complain in my head a lot, but like to not be able to openly complain as an adult does suck. And I want to complain a lot, but sometimes it's like, you can't, bro. And it's necessary. You don't need to complain all the time, but like there are days where I'm like, I don't want to be here. I would rather like be doing something I want to do, mm-hmm. but I have to be here.
Mm-hmm. so, oh, I'll be in meetings and think that. I'll be meeting like, this is so dumb.
Yeah,
I guess it's thinking like when you're a kid, you want to be an adult because they get to do what they want and they tell you you can't.
You have more
you realize
than,
that
bro.
You still don't have the freedom.
It's a free will. It's a lot of free will though.
Yeah, no, I guess saying that. Yes,
you have freedom, but it's at much higher cost. Yeah. As a kid, your freedom was so cheap; you could just go outside and do nothing. Whereas now, if I want to go outside, I have to pay.
And I understand people are just like, "Oh no,
it's going to something."
Well, because I have a new boss now. He's really been.
How's that going, man?
Bro, he's been on my ass, but it's crazy.
Good or bad though.
Good, and I
just
need
see
it.
Potential.
Because like, saying, it's crazy. Cause I keep seeing.
Because I need a little bit of that
like,
too. I need. My
I was like, it definitely
too.
Was me. So I was like, I appreciate this.
Yeah, I need.
It just
too.
Sucks right now. Yeah. So it just like
it's
he's annoying. Been on me.
It's like working out.
So
it's
like
yeah, need it.
He's gonna get me where I'm going, but like I'd be complaining. I'm just like, damn. Well, like I need to stop. But like also, I just don't want to do this. Like I just don't want to be here. And I think, like, yeah, we have free will, and I sometimes hate people's responses when they're like, oh, well, like, yeah, it's your choice. You don't have to be here. I understand that.
I know, but I'm still complaining,
bro, but that's a mental battle in itself. I can't get over that hurdle, that knowing that I could, yes, quit. I understand.
There's repercussions behind that, though.
There's some people that were able to do it, and they have success stories behind that. I am a person who knows myself well, that side, that pain, I can't go through that.
Yep.
I like stability in some
form
or fashion.
No, I need a job. I need a job.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
I will be better.
Too many days without structure is like, detrimental to me, too.
It, like I, that's honestly a big part of the reason why I act right at work. So like, oh, I need this job.
Yes,
I don't understand how y'all act.
Right, at
y'all
the end
do,
of the day, I still need
like,
this.
I need this job, so I have to act.
If
right
I
here.
Didn't, I wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't act this way.
Yeah,
if
I truly like believed in myself, I would have quit. I know it, but like,
right? Yeah,
but like, I'm gonna trust his vision because he is helping me get to where I need to go. He told me like, look, I'm gonna get you out of here. And I was like, oh. That's what I needed this entire time, and then realized I had a bad boss.
Yeah, bro.
I never knew what a bad boss was.
You finally got a good boss. Yeah,
so, that's what I'm going through.
And
right
it
now.
Sucks because I'm like, mm-hmm.
That's real, bro.
This is where I'm like, I'm years behind because this is what I was supposed to have had in the beginning. And it's like,
you see the importance. Like, we watch sports, but like, this is what coaching gets you.
Yeah.
Like, when you have a good boss, you feel like, oh, okay, like, I am getting better.
Support.
Like,
yeah.
I'm getting.
I have
pushed,
that support.
And I see I'm a better person than I was a year ago. It's like, oh, yeah, it makes sense the impact of coaching.
Yeah.
And
it's like crazy because he talks about football all the time.
Mind
and his
too.
Team, we never talk about work at all in our huddles, which I'm like, at first, I'm like, bro, this is a waste of time, bro. I'm like, I'm trying to get to work.
I can tell he's by being a boss myself.
Yeah.
As a boss myself.
But like,
I know what a good boss
but
is.
But like, he was like, nah, they need this. See, like, he lets them vent. Like, we don't even talk about, he's like, any questions?
Yeah.
He's like, we're like, nah.
But he knows, like, I'm being hard on you here, so I'm going to be able to, like, relax here. And then your other boss is like, oh, it seems like everything's easy here. Then in the huddle, you guys are talking about nothing.
The older generation doesn't understand that we don't mind sitting down and working hard, but what's grow through this? Do we have to, you know, it's like spend 5 hours doing this when we have AI to sit here and cut that in half?
What
it's like, you still need us as humans to watch AI, but it's like, bro, we have other ways of getting this done.
I think what that is, and again, you my job like this either, but it's like, I think the older generation, they so align their identity with work.
Yep.
So for them to be like, I am Matt. I am an accountant. So if you're saying that being an accountant isn't that hard, then I have no identity. Then my whole identity is just whack. Because if you're saying a computer can do this, then I'm nothing.
Yeah.
Whereas that's why they have to hold on to that shit. Where it's like,
yo, good point.
It's not that deep.
I think that's what they like, that's how their generation was. And what they don't understand is it kind of going off of what you said earlier, because that generation pushed our generation to go to school.
Yep.
We got that extra 4 or so years of college that we knew was coming in high school. We're like, I'm going straight to the plant at 18. They're a generation. I have to work hard. And even if I like worked hard and then I got education later, then I got became an accountant. I feel way stronger about it. But you guys pushed us to go to college. So like, we're like, okay, I got middle school.
Yes,
and then I got another 4 years. I got high school. And then I know for sure I'm planning on going to college. So I now have another 4 years.
I go to grad school.
So we're used to being able to see the end of something. So even us working hard, it's like, okay, when do I get a promotion? Or like, I'm just working
hard.
continuously. Like we've kind of become accustomed to knowing, like, okay, if you do this for this amount of time, then you can like go to the next level.
Yeah, there's a point to
it. So it's harder for us to be, okay, I'm working endlessly. Yep. I'm not getting a promotion. What the hell is going on?
Or I think that's why niggas like, that's why niggas don't feel attached to their jobs. Like, I feel like I'm always arguing with the old niggas in my job, being like, oh, they're always switching jobs. And it's like, yeah, because that job wasn't serving them.
Yep.
Like, you guys have this idea that you just need to stay here to stay here. Yeah. It's like, no, it's like exactly that. Where it's like, this is not serving me.
Yep.
Why do I need to stay here indefinitely? Yeah. This is not getting me to the goal I want to get to. Yep. Where it's like, yes, in your mind, you think if you stay loyal to Ford for 10 years, they'll take care of you, but they might fucking not.
A
lot of y'all found out, they're probably fucking not.
They're not.
And so our generation is like, no, that's dumb.
Yeah.
And so part of being an adult, I think that's different for us, is that we have to make so many of those decisions more than our parents did.
Yep.
Our parents didn't have to make as many choices. Like, I remember my mom, she was like, oh, by the time I was 26, I was living with your dad. I never lived by myself. I've lived in my own apartment at least like 4 times now.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm having to choose, where do I want to live? Where do I want to go? Look at apartments. My mom doesn't have to think about that kind of shit. Yeah. Where it's like, so when they think about like being adult, like, I don't understand why. It's like, because shit was simple for you.
Yeah,
you
were very
you
simple.
Lived you in one place. You never fucking left.
Yep.
You got one job. You kept that job for fucking ever. You've been married for, like, what are y'all picking?
It's a harder thing.
Golden Corral or Hometown Buffet? Yeah. Like, you're not picking shit.
Like, every one of their questions are true and false, and all their odds are multiple choice.
Even fucking that. Y'all eat at buffets. Y'all don't even pick one. What type of food y'all like to fucking eat, bro? Y'all had Max Cable, but y'all don't make decisions. Whereas our generation has to make choices.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one thing as being an adult, it's like hard. Where it's like, you gotta pick. Like,
what show do I want to watch? You can watch any of them.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say.
They had two channels.
Yeah, yeah. And whatever show's on at 7 o'clock on TBS
Everybody watching the Andy Griffin Show, because that's the only thing on fucking TV where I gotta pick.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say choices is the hard part of being an adult.
Segway.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cause it's like, bro, I don't know. Yes, I have 24 hours in a day. I'm so like, and it's been something late. Like, I don't play video games at all right now.
Bro, same.
Marcus was saying.
And it's like, it hurts that I can't, but it's like, I don't know. I got so many choices. There's just so much I can do in a day that I would love to like play video games. But it's just at the moment, the way my life is right now, I don't know where to fit that in.
Bro, that's right now.
Literally talked to my therapist about that. I was like,
that's right now.
I used to be able to crash out a whole Saturday playing Madden. Bro, I was like, I can barely get through a game. Like, I can barely get through one game.
Really?
Like, yeah, because it's just, I don't have, like, there's only other choices.
You get through more games.
Whereas now I can't, bro. Even now I live by myself and I'll be home and I'll be like, I ain't touched the Xbox in like 4 days.
And I used to be a time where I was on it as much as he was on it.
Yeah.
And any free time you had,
I was like,
on
video games.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not like I don't hate them.
Yeah, I still like to play, especially when there's like sports
on. Stuff has got your,
it just has my attention right
now. That's
cool. So it's like, I wish, like, it's just so many options. Because not saying like,
so many good options.
Yeah, it's like, sometimes I watch, like, I do watch a lot of YouTube right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
So it's like, I think the time I watch YouTube, I also added working out to my schedule. So it's like,
you got a girl.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
That takes up, so that takes up mad time, bro.
It's like, I don't know where to put the games. And then
put the games down. I'm sorry.
Maybe when your life setup changed a little bit, one of those priorities is not as heavy.
You just got shifted. Yeah. Because, like, that's even on Saturday, I could easily, well, outside of when college, because during the fall, it's college football.
Yeah.
So, like, even now, there's no football on. Saturdays are fairly open. It's like, Saturdays would be the day I would want to play video games. But
think
it's
about
like,
it, bro.
You want to get so much free time.
It's so fucking get long.
Free time activity. Yeah. Think about it. Like, you want to watch something and you want to just chill and relax.
Yes.
While you're up and, like, have energy to watch something and pay attention to it.
Yep.
Before you go, because, like, that's why I hate now. I'm like, the evenings come. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'm going to bed. I know
I gotta go to bed in 4 hours. I gotta wake up and, like, go through a day of work.
It'd be 9 o'clock. Weeknights suck, bro.
Damn, it got late quick.
So it's options. Because, like, then I could choose a cook.
Yo,
Or I have to spend time watering my plants.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just like,
you don't even have a dog yet.
Yeah.
So that's why I do hear parents sometimes when they're talking about, like, this stuff's harder. I can't work out right now. It's like, there's one, well, you can wake up earlier. It's like, but, like, you're not in the spot to always
I may
be
not
like
have kids, but I have something to occupy that space.
Yeah. But then adding that in, I feel like it even adds more to
it. Yeah,
like
it adds more to it.
Even
so,
the
pets.
Even the tough choice, that's what I was like, damn, I haven't told you guys yet. If you're wondering why I haven't been responding in the chat about the trip, because, like, I had to make the choice, I can't go.
Oh, you can't?
Bro, like, I will be broke if I go. Like, I know me, and I was like thinking about it. Like, I was like, bro, there's no way I don't go down there and not have fun. Like, there's no way. So I'm like, I had to make a tough decision because I was like, it sucks. I was like, I was gonna dodge another trip, but I really can't say too much about that. But I was like, that's what sucks about choices. Like, yeah. I had to make it about somebody. I gotta live
with the Houston trip. That's why I ain't going. I couldn't afford it.
I'm like,
I was like, I gotta prep for it, bro. Like, right now between what I got playing, I was like, I don't know how to do it.
And it just, that's the question. It's like, why can't you go? I'm like, I gotta live. I'm like, I need a place.
But what's crazy about being an adult is that there are adults who don't make that choice.
Yeah.
There are adults who go.
I don't know how.
And just be broke. Yeah. And just be poor. Like, there are people who do that and then you go home and be like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, that kind of discipline and self-control is not as common as you
can. Yeah. And it is slept on.
Yeah.
Like, you should be proud of yourself where it's like, people, it's like, oh, handling your responsibility. Like, people can think whatever they think about you, but it's like, no, you, when it comes down to handling responsibilities, you do it. And I feel like that's the main thing that makes you an adult. Handling your responsibilities.
That's the main thing that gets me through anything, bro. Yeah. Any type of school. I always tell niggas, like, bro, it's way smarter niggas than me, bro, but I just do what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just, if you tell me I do it, I just do what I'm supposed to do. And I do exactly how you tell me to do it. And a lot of niggas just like, every day won't do it. Like, just can't do right, bro. It's crazy how you just
every day they come up to a fork in the road and it's the right decision or the wrong decision. They say, shit, I'm a rock with this.
Or just like, bro, you ain't have to do that. Mm. Like, it's just so many, you just look at someone, it's like, oh, you could just have not.
Yeah.
Like, or you could have taken the 5 minutes to make the right choice. You knew you shouldn't have went there, bro.
Yeah, it's like, fuck.
You knew you should just went home. And niggas just
he said,
home.
20 years in jail. I knew I shouldn't go to that bar because I knew he was gonna be there, and I pulled the strap on and let that
nothing go in there.
He said, I let it ring too.
Yeah, bro. Please. That's one thing I've learned. I think especially too about myself is that I've learned how to not hurt my own feelings, bro. I know what's gonna make me mad, and I know what not to even play with, bro. Mm-hmm. And some niggas I see him like, why would you play with this? You know it's gonna piss you off.
What's gonna do? Yeah,
you know that's just gonna make you mad or hurt your feelings.
Stay away from
alone, bro. But yeah, niggas like to play with you. I was like, no, I know for a fact if I go over there, bro, nothing good happening, bro. So I'm gonna go over there.
Yeah,
I don't need to go over there. I don't need to touch that shit.
Mine is gonna be finding like healthy outlets and like entertainment opportunities. And I say that because, like, again, working and being an adult, you have your things you have to do all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like finding like drinking and partying is cool when at a certain age, but like if you're drinking a party and that hard and that's the way that you always have fun for a long extended period of time, how long we have to be adults?
Yeah, man.
I feel like you're in a bad spot.
It's got shelf life.
So it's one of those things where finding things that get, like, when you're little, everything gives you joy.
Like
finding things that are not just potentially have a chance of becoming detrimental, finding outlets that are having a good time. That's why I see how people like golf now. Like, now that I'm starting to like golf and I was an athlete and like, I'm like, oh, okay. And as I get better and I can actually compete, I'm like, I see how people like this. Or say, I know I like playing softball, but like finding things that is like throughout my monotonous week, where like I'm working, I go to sleep, I go to the gym, I eat, I go to sleep, I go to like maybe watch a show in there, like to not feel so monotonous all the time, finding outlets that you enjoy doing, even if it's once a week, that are not like extremely detrimental. I feel like that part is hard.
I feel like that part is very, very hard. Recently, I saw my therapist about it. And it was a breakthrough. I was like, oh, I like to volunteer. Like, I had that feeling where I was like, oh, what do I do? And I was like, oh, I really like to volunteer. So I'm doing more of that. That's the big brother, big sister thing. Yeah. Too, where it's like, yeah, you need something where it's like, this is a positive thing that's going to have no downside.
Yeah.
No downside. When I'm done.
Because
the party is going to be hung over the next day, bro.
So no matter
how fun it is, it's going to have a downside the next day.
So you can only do so much of it.
So only do so much of it, bro.
That's why I joined St. Stephen's.
Yeah.
It was the same type of thing where I'm like, okay, even if it's only so much of my time, it's when I do it, I'm like, I feel good.
I feel good.
Like,
it was 2 hours, but I felt good after that.
Right. Like, y'all coming to my thing, it felt good. Where I'm like, even though it was like a cool little event.
And I was glad to go. I was glad you had it. That was a nice Friday evening. I went home, had to talk about, went to sleep.
It feels good.
At the end of it, and there's a cool picture too. But like, at the end of it, it just feels good. So I think that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
You fuck it up where it's like, again, there's so many things that are fun. You can like gambling. You can like all these other things. They're fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just think that being the main source, and then as you need more fun, you crank it up. You crank those things up and you can end up on a long enough timeline in a bad place. Yeah. I've been gambling heavy for 15 years. At some point, you're making very risky, like, I have a family, but I got the mortgage on me. Like, you're making decisions that can really alter your life. So that's why it's just hard to find ones that are healthy.
Or even just like, because it's like, you need stuff like that where it's like, some niggas even where it's like, oh, my hobby like this is football. And it's like, football's cool. I love football. Ooh, but football stresses you the fuck out, bro. Yeah, and it's like, that can't be your one only outlet, bro.
Yeah.
That's like, and it's also so much at someone else's will. Like, you have no influence over that, bro.
Yeah.
You like, your hobby, I think, should be something too. Like, part of it being healthy is that you are participating and you have like some type of power over it, where it's like, if your hobby is just watching someone do something, like, you gonna stretch yourself out, bro. It's like, you can come to the diamond and be fucked up, bro.
Especially when they don't post anything or like if it's something that you watch. That's why it's like, there's like, it's like you want to, you really want to create a like web for yourself of like, that's why it's like, you want to have like this imagination of webs, like I feel like one thing that's one trait I've learned that I didn't know was an actual trait. I've been trying to take like personality tests, like imagination. And so like, that's why I was like finding things to do. I think that's why next year will be dope to see what everybody else is into, like what their time. Cause I was like, yeah, Dave's right. Like I spend my time mostly around you guys. Cause like, that's what's good right now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, once we're all separate, we're like, oh yeah, we're gonna be doing different things. Yeah. So I was like, damn, like, I was thinking about taking a kickboxing class or just like...
That'd be cool.
Like,
trying to battle...
I'm definitely
trying
like...
Trying to battle Bosa?
Trying
to go heads up with the kick?
I just want to like do the kick in the bag. I just like... No, it'd be cool.
Literally, I feel you, bro. Yeah. After my breakup, that was my big thing. It's like, I just have to find stuff to fill up my life. Like, I have to find stuff to do. Like, I
I think it'll be cool like to see what everybody else is into. Even... Like, just naturally, you could be like, oh, I just play chess. Like, I know I want to get really involved in my church next year.
I call dibs on, you can't have chess. I'm calling dibs on chess.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be a chess nigga as I get
older. Okay.
I was going back and forth between dominoes and chess because I downloaded the New York Times, like, crosswords. I'm going to be a crossword nigga when I get older. But I was like, ooh, chess. Because I think we're talking about competition. I was like, I don't necessarily like physical competition, but I like the mental aspect of it.
Yeah. And like, are you going to do the button one?
I'm not doing speed chess.
Okay, I was like, because I was like,
but I think I'm gonna get into like online chess, and because what I want the plan is 20 years from now I want to have a fire chess set, a real nice like wooden one. That's like mine. But I want to be good at chess by the time I get. You can't be shitty at chess and have a fire chess set. You know what I'm saying? I had to be at least decent.
Because then people walk into your house and really like chess. They're like excited, and you're like, no, it's just for definition.
Exactly. So I need to get good at chess. So I'm gonna get into chess. Yeah, I like that competition aspect of it, where it is fun to kind of like.
Once you've been somebody who competes, there's always that piece of whether it's my team beat you, like you never let go of it.
Let's go.
It's just finding what that outlet is.
When I get like a good placement, I'm like, let's go. I got that nigga, bro. Like, I secured that shit. Let's go. I'm that nigga.
He said that's all me.
I said top recruiter, top nigga. Like, let's go. I can't fuck with
you. You okay? He said, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm good. Yeah,
I'm talking to you. And obviously, like, you know, the VLT, you know, we're gonna see what we're gonna do with the young time.
I'm sure this will get better too.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all think it's just like over. You say, oh yeah, when are they gonna stop?
I thought you was finished.
All right.
Scenario time. So if you are wondering where this come from, it's on Peacock. It's called the If You Were the Last. So scenario, you are an astronaut. Two person mission. You, woman of the opposite sex.
Okay.
Your spaceship.
Fucking her.
Hasn't gotten there yet. Spaceship headed.
Busting down on it.
Headed to Mars.
Yeah. Okay.
At some point, spaceship navigation breaks down.
Okay.
You are just drifting out in space.
Okay.
Ooh.
You have no hope of fixing the ship. You like just think you're gonna just drift forever for a sec. So, first question.
Okay.
Do you try and have sex?
Eventually you would.
How long is eventually? How long you wait? So in this mind,
I think within,
you've been in space for, I believe, 3 years.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you've been in space for a year. And now you're drifting.
Within the next year, you'll develop feelings for her.
Yeah.
Easily.
So you say within a year.
Naturally, not even once I'm like, I'm horny.
No, that's part of the movie.
Naturally,
it's about your around. It's the two of you around.
Just
that's
develop feelings for her because she's your only companion at this point. And if we are drifting away to death, then.
And you have enough stuff on the ship where it keeps it alive, like into perpetuity, but you know eventually it'll break down.
It's going to break down.
You have enough food right now. You have enough,
I feel like you're going to do it as quick as you can. Like, simply because if you know that this is the rest of it,
this is it.
Like, you might as well make the rest of this time
worth
the best you can.
Yeah.
And even once you decided to go on there, I feel like it's one of those things where this is your that's a risk that you're running. Where it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be back to my family. It's like, no, this is a risk you're running that you may. There's a very good chance you'll never come back. So I
feel like astronauts with family don't make good astronauts.
No,
because
they're a terrible husband and father.
Yeah, yeah.
They are a terrible husband and father.
They're gone forever.
He said, "What do you want me to do?"
There's certain jobs
can't be
that
married,
just
right?
too dangerous.
You just can't.
You
have
can't.
It.
You can't be
married. It's like being a superhero. It's just too dangerous, bro. You're literally.
Yeah. So I might be back. I might not. Don't wait up.
So you guys are yes within the first year. What about you?
Within the first year,
yeah,
I'm not going to. I'm like,
you gonna hold out for a 365?
Yeah, I'm going to hold out. Here's why. Because I feel like I'm going to take a different route. I feel like at that point, I'm kind of scared because I'm like, I'm about to die. So I'm like, I don't know where I've been in space. I'm like, if I've already experienced Earth and I've been in space, like you're thinking on a different level. I'm like, bro, where am I about to be at after I die? So I'm like, nah, I'm going to wait for the right moment. I'm going to make this a beautiful moment. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm going to wait.
No, all right.
Man. Okay. So if you don't want to spoil the movie, stop listening now.
Okay.
All right, so the next question is to kind of give away the plot of the movie. So next thing, what if you are both married? Does that change anything?
Oh, 100%. If we're married, then I'm definitely...
No, going. To other people, not to each other. Like, you're both married to other people on Earth.
Oh, I can't.
Initially, there will be some, like, regret or guilt you were going to
again,
feel.
You think you're drifting off forever.
That's what I'm saying.
In your mind,
he said, like, I'm doing it anyways, but I'm going to feel bad about
it. I can't but do no, it. I'm going to feel bad.
I was thinking of you when I was doing it.
On the premise that we are drifting away,
yeah,
then yes, I will not feel
no, nobody's
going
to know you cheated.
It's not even about that
no, it
I'm
is.
Cheating. You know? If I'm drifting away, I'm dying.
Hey, it hit a boomerang, come back.
I'm sure that's where it's going.
Yeah.
If you watch the movie, it's good, right?
I'm sure that's where it's going.
Yeah.
He said,
well, like, watch this movie. It's a good movie, bro.
It's just
yeah.
like,
it's a good movie.
All of a sudden, what, you're 2 years in a relationship with the person on shit.
You'll see.
And the shit worked, yeah.
You'll see.
I'm being fucking
like, God, so how was everything? Like, how was it?
I always wanted a big family. Yeah. So, like, I'm good anyway. No.
Oh, shoot.
Again, if the premise is that we're both married separately, but we're drifting away and we're going to die, then yes, I will feel that initial guilt because you're going to feel like you're cheating.
Yeah, of course.
But at the moment, I'm also not thinking I'm going to ever see my wife again.
Right. Yeah. That's the hard part.
Also, I'm also developing feelings for my companion on the ship.
Yep.
Then yeah, I'm going to end up. I'm still going to pursue the same route as starting a family with someone on the ship.
Thrasher,
yeah, no,
that makes sense.
Thrasher magazine,
and I feel like I agree in the sense of like, yeah, initially, I feel like initially it's.
I just made that one up, but I'm gonna take that
we'll
one.
Be using that this year.
Thrasher magazine.
Thrasher magazine,
hey bro. Thrasher magazine.
You on the front?
Yeah.
No, I mean I feel like initially, yeah, it's just like. You still, and you're probably still holding out hope.
So how many months would you say? So how much months did marriage add to that?
I think I could extend that one longer.
I feel like I would.
Marriage adds like a year, 6 months. I think marriage adds like at least 6 months.
I feel like it adds at least 6 months. And I think that, I don't know why in my mind, I feel like.
There's no communication back home.
No, yeah. Nothing. Nav's off, comms off.
I feel like initially I'm maybe not trying.
Yeah.
Like I'm not like. But I'm if
you
it starts
down on he said
yeah
wake up he said hey I got scared I got scared
if it's the other way
that first session I'm gonna shed a tear bro because I'm going to feel guilty.
I'm sorry.
Post clarity, bro. I'm going to feel guilty.
Yeah, post not. You're dealing with a lot of feelings. That's that first night.
Yeah. And crazy. Also, all you want back is your thing at home.
You ain't touched nothing.
Touched nothing.
And this is the first time you had sex, right?
Yeah, you might have been off, but you never had sex in
like
space.
Yeah, so who knows what kind of feeling you getting from like
that's
space?
What I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh. Anti gravity.
He said that space note went stupid. He said space note. She's like, get down here.
Yeah, anti gravity nut. That's what I'm talking about.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
Space nut.
Yeah. I can't do it, bro. I can't do it.
He remained like, faithful, man. I like it.
I feel like I'm scared because I'm like, I don't know where I'm going. The conscience would eat me up. I'm like, bro. Like,
it's more in fact that, yeah. So the fear of not knowing what's going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is going to be on your frontal lobe.
I just want a clear conscience of like, yeah, where
he said,
I'm going. Yeah.
He said, if I could know that we're never from, then I will be better than
Ryan trying to break the ship. He said, no, I'm going to break it on purpose. Yeah. Like, I'm going to permanently fuck this shit up.
Yeah.
Okay. You have sex for the first time and it's bad.
I'm cool. No, there's no, I'm cool.
What you mean?
You're going to have to.
She wants to have sex again.
Listen, brother.
You were good.
Listen,
you did your
brother.
Job.
The first time could be bad. We can go a few weeks, but you're going to want to come. You're going to want to.
No, but in my mind, when you say bad, like, as a man,
what is that?
Okay,
what
I'm saying that it was like the amount of
bad,
times
like
you've.
First time?
The amount of times a man or friends I've ever had since forever. Who has said it was bad is a very small portion.
Yeah.
It could be I won't do it again. It wasn't what I was expecting. I wasn't like
yes,
but like so for me to for the question to be if it's bad,
yeah, that's a stain. That's a stain.
But listen, my on
I'm
earth
cool.
That's good logic.
on Earth,
other people,
we
that's
on space,
great logic, bro.
On this ship
with NASA? Another person, bro.
But I mean, I feel like the amount of time
it can be
now
bad.
I'm like,
it's you and your hand.
Okay, but it's like,
yeah,
I'm willing to overlook some things.
Yeah, 100. Have to.
I mean, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Ryan
like,
said it stink. No, I said
I can't.
No, because this didn't happen in the movie. This is something they talked about in the movie. But so it didn't stink. But just imagine if it's just like
just
no rhythm.
If
like,
I can
not
move
like,
on quick.
No, okay.
Yeah, just no rhythm stiff. Now, that's just stiff.
If there was a third astronaut in it.
Nah, no, it's you too.
Hey, I'll be good.
Third astronaut,
does that make you a sicko though? Like
is he a man?
If it's bad and you're trying to figure it out.
Oh.
You said a third astronaut. Yeah, you know what you mean?
I feel like you got to, though. Like, I feel like that's not even on some horny shit. That's like primal animal shit. Like, you got to figure it out, bro.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you got
to
go back.
I'm going to learn, like,
gonna have to double
I'm
going to
learn to love it.
Said, I got to learn to love it.
I don't really like that.
I don't know.
This may be your new good.
Yeah.
You know?
You learn. It's like,
space. In space. Right. This is good. In space.
This guy was eating McDonald's, not always eating caviar. You know what I'm saying?
I was eating McDonald's, not always eating caviar.
That's real shit, though. That's real shit.
Ryan, silly, bro.
You know, I take McDonald's. I'll take it.
She said, what does that mean?
You said fish fillet.
Yeah, I would learn to love it.
That's what I'm saying.
I like that. I learned to love it now.
They're just looking at her different, like.
Nah. He said, I learned to love it. I like it that way.
You got it. You got it for a few weeks.
Yeah. But I just feel like, I feel like the immediate right after is kind of like, sort of like.
The next night you gonna fake like you tired.
Exactly.
But eventually your body.
I got a space migraine.
He said maybe if I feel like I'd eat weed.
Hold on. Oh, got a space migraine.
You can't avoid her.
Yeah, bro. You have to say you won't see her.
She got on her little lingerie.
Yeah.
I said, why'd you bring that?
You accidentally put it on.
Why'd you bring that?
She gave her gummy.
She was
stupid on gummy.
She on the helmet.
I thought we were gonna see a Martian.
She was stupid on gummy. She said, put the shoulder pads on, Vic.
All right. So the ship starts working again.
Okay. What?
So in this scenario, you have not had sex yet. Okay. The ship starts working the morning you plan to have sex.
Okay. Ooh.
Do you still have sex?
Celebratory sex.
No. But you're going home now.
Celebratory?
Nah, I ain't having
celebratory.
You made it.
Nah.
He made it back home.
I was going to die.
Keep in mind, it takes 21 days to get back home. So you're not going home tomorrow.
Yeah, I can eat those 21 days.
You think that edge monster came, though?
No, the question is, one, will you fuck her once, and then are you going to fuck her within those 21 days?
Can I get a hand job?
No, you might get edge monster.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to your wife.
Do you think your thoughts in your head because you committed to the...
Yeah, once you commit, that's why it's hard. You thought you would.
That's almost like edge monster,
and you're so
bro.
Happy that you're going to leave. I think you would do it once. I don't know if I could. But I would feel bad, though.
But I feel bad. Like,
you definitely cheated, though.
I cheated hard body.
I'm going to ask y'all a question.
Nah, bro. I feel bad.
That shit was broke.
Let me ask y'all a question.
He said it fixed.
So scenario to go back. This is her. She's had sex before, right?
Yeah, she's married.
Okay. He's married. Okay.
She cute. You know,
do you think that, like, is she coming, like, correct, because like she looking like
it's like she's
because it's an event.
She decent,
but it's not. Yeah,
but she's an astronaut.
Yeah, you both basically how it happens is like you were like okay. At first, she was like we should have sex. She was like I'm not sure. Y'all talked it through, agreed, and they were like okay, y'all want to have sex tonight. She was like no, let's do tomorrow. Let me get ready, shave my legs, get cute.
Oh yeah.
Then that morning, the ship started working.
And my mind, the way my mind works, I learned to love what you got. I'm
So it's like you committed up here.
Yeah,
and she just got cute.
I'm like yeah, she got a little side titty. I can work with that.
Less romantic. This would be like, this would be straight like fucking.
He said doggy. He said no missionary.
This would be like some raw shit. This would be like the most filthy we can get in this session would be.
He said in the command room.
I'm like flying up to the captain. Shit, my partner.
So you fucking once? Are you fucking again?
No,
bro, no, I'm not doing it.
Darius isn't doing it.
Between the second time and the first time, the ship
between those 21 days. Yeah. So you find out it works, and you got 3 weeks.
Call my wife though.
No, just Nav.
You can't call her.
What if it's like a Jody scenario though? You already at the like. What if you already like?
She kissing on my neck. And shit.
Yeah, you in the room. You hear it.
Technically, you have to go in person to tell her that. You're going to see her when you tell her, "Hey, I can't do this." Yeah. You got to tell her at the
moment. Being horny is a thing. Different man.
I'm gonna tell her
it worked, but I'm be like, I'm still down. First day.
Yeah.
I'm like, it shit works. We going home, so you can decide if
the whole thing about it ultimately is also like, I want things to be cool when I get home. And I feel like you not going to hold water.
In my mind, that's cash.
Who's flying the ship?
I've accepted
that. Is there someone flying the ship?
Together no more?
It's autopilot. That's why I was broke.
So when you get back, you assume your relationship's over?
Because I assume I've been gone for years. It's like Castaway. She assumed I'm dead.
I keep forgetting it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been years. You've been adrift in space, bro.
She was cheating on me.
Yeah, I assume she got a whole new nigga. That's what I'm saying. In my mind, she thinks I'm gone.
She's not holding out hope no more.
NASA's like, oh, we lost Darius' ship. We can't communicate with them. They lost Nav's. They adrift. That's what I'm saying.
I know she's
dead too. So it's been years. So I'm like, I fuck her once. She definitely fuck somebody. It's cool. I will hold her. She think
bro.
I'm dead.
Like, I'm gonna go with I'm like she's snatching my gear off type shit.
It so take
like,
30 days
I'm
to get to the moon.
Away, but then if she catches me, she snatches my gear off. It happened.
You passed.
She, said she
room,
wanted to.
Just snatch my gear off.
That's
what I'm saying. You was going to Mars, bro.
You years
out.
I think it takes. Who?
That's what I'm saying. It was already.
Who's
one
we
year.
Sitting with?
What's up? What? I don't know.
Maybe I had this conversation with somebody else, and this is the deja vu I was talking about last week.
Okay, yeah.
Talk to me.
It takes... No, we had the conversation. Doesn't it take over a year to get to Mars?
Oh, yeah, we talked about light years.
It takes like a,
that's what I'm saying.
A year and a half to get to Mars.
You was a year already, and then the shit broke. Yeah. So you've been drifting for another year. So you about damn near 3 years out.
3 years out.
Oh, okay.
Damn near 3 years out, bro. So I'm saying, yeah.
I would have to assume that that's what happened.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to go ahead with the regularly scheduled program.
That's what I'm saying. If we both committed at this point,
I keep forgetting that it was that long.
Yeah.
Like, in my mind, I was just thinking like we were going and I said, okay, we're still married. Yeah. So that means you assume
that
I'm coming back.
Yeah, see, that's what makes it interesting. He said you've already been out there for years.
Years
and
is a lot, bro.
And they think you've been dead for at least 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They
like, I know my girl not hold me down if I go to jail.
If I get a call
in the ocean and I get locked up.
Channing, your wife is adrift in space with no NAS or comms. I'll give it a couple weeks, but in my mind, she to the aliens. The Martians got her. I just think that's how spaceships
stay out the submarine.
That's what I'm saying. So I would do it just that day, but then the 21 days, I'm cool. I can't fuck you again because then I got to get my mind right to come back home. But in my mind, we're not together. I assume she got a husband.
If I come back, I'm suspicious.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there mad.
I don't that for a second. Mm-hmm. You didn't date anybody. Nothing. You ain't talked to nobody.
Whose shoes did you say? Those are mine.
Three
Air Max?
Air Max?
Where you get these?
Come on, bro. Because I give it a year, but like 3 years. I get it. We was married. 3 years, though. After 2 years, your friends are setting you up. They're like,
and then also, it's that thing where it's like you're staying home. You're stinking. Your friend's like, girl, you just need to like meet this guy. And he knows that you down weak. So he coming in with his best material.
He been plotting on me since he found out I was going to Mars.
Yeah.
He said, oh, this nigga Channing leaving? If you need someone to come over, I can. He been following me since
Channing,
I
man,
left.
Best of luck to you.
He said, don't come back too soon, bro.
I said, what?
He said, nah, I'm just playing. I said, all right, bro, I'm gonna be weird. So I assume she fucking. I assume in my mind, once I found the shit was broke, I'm like, oh, yeah, she with Trey. That nigga Trey pounced. Which, like, whatever. I ain't mad, bro. He think I'm dead too. So, like, it's cool. Yeah, so I'm definitely fucking. If she down,
he said, don't meet me at the landing point though.
Yeah,
don't pull up with my kids at the landing point though.
Don't show up crying with Trey. You bring my children, but don't bring Trey.
Explain something.
I said, who is that? Why is Trey here?
He said, I put out my get.
Buy space get. He said, got space get.
He said, space get. He said, ray gun.
He ain't even do nothing. Trey said, bro, I thought you was dead.
He said, explain this.
Because it's like he did watch your kids, which is cool. It's like, thank you for watching my son. Like, I appreciate that, but like, fuck you.
Now he doing some Trey mannerisms.
Yeah, but it'd be, I don't know. It'd be crazy to even think that coming home, shit is just gonna go back to what it was.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, bro. You can't even.
So it's like going away to like, you just know it's not the same, bro.
If I got back within a year, okay. But if we've been drifting for this long, I can't expect to come back home and shit.
And I don't know why you expect like everybody to like their life went on.
Yeah.
So you come back and you expected them to give you like this warm hug. Everybody
warm hug
and
embrace.
And they kind of just always good you're back. But we kept living.
Yeah. And bro, like, and what you said was real. Is like it's not even necessarily even just the romantic stuff. It's that like you have been with this person every day, 24/7 for 3 years. So y'all have a certain type of relationship that your wife is gonna be jealous of, even if y'all not fucking. Yeah. It's like y'all just are so.
And she's not gonna believe that either.
It's like
I can't believe we made it back.
Can't believe we made it
back. We almost died, and the trauma brings people together. So we almost died.
Yeah. We have our own language.
Just like last week on the elevator. You trapped on the elevator with somebody for a long time.
We almost died.
And you have jokes, you have all this language. You spent 3 years, only people y'all talk to.
No.
Is this person?
He said, Agusha Masha.
Like, that's what I'm saying. He said, do you remember the asteroid? No one else gets asteroid jokes but her.
He said, no, but it flew by. It's like, oh, Kimberly, you remember? Like, it flew by. It almost took us. We were so scared.
Right,
she grabbed your shoulder. Your wife is.
She's not liking that, bro. She said, he was so
scared.
She said,
then I grabbed his arm. It was like, I had to rock him to sleep every night.
Yeah,
it
that's what I'm saying.
It's gonna be it's over. You just foul.
He said, the heat in the ship broke, so we had to, like, cuddle for warmth for, like, 2 weeks. I was like,
yeah. See, you remember your skin got all rashy? She had this rash, but I rubbed.
He's so cute when he wakes up.
Yeah, at that point,
nah, bro, it's over.
Ain't my wife on the earth no more.
That's what I'm saying.
I got space.
I haven't set her free. I set
space
her free.
Wife. But you dropping everything about space.
Yeah.
Zay back on space. We ain't even wear shoes.
He said it's just weird walking down here like on Earth.
I'm having two wives.
Space wife.
I'm out.
What happens in space stays in space.
That's what Channing said. He would bring his space alien to the cookout.
Yeah.
He said he mad at everybody aliens, acting funny. He said, y'all being weird.
Y'all know she don't drink, bro.
He
know she can't process.
I don't know what she's saying.
He said, you know, Blink Blake don't eat meat, bro. Come on now.
He said, Blink Blake.
It's my fault, bro. He's a barbecue. I don't know. And then last question. If you're the partner on Earth, how long do you wait? In this scenario.
First time I hear about communications are cut.
Cat, NAS,
cash.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, I probably made my peace. When she took off,
he said she's never coming back.
Yeah, you just don't know.
But I guess like it's so
I see too many movies where like, it's
not hear you, bro.
It's set up for you to go up and come back down.
It might.
So we don't know what's in space. We don't know what's in the ocean. We don't know what's
I'll
in space.
I'll give it at least a year because I'd be sad for 6 months. I'll be sad. I'd be like, I'd be worried you was going to come back. I'd be like, let me give you 6 months till you fix the shit.
Save your mission was 2 years. I could.
Because I feel like space is unknown.
Knowing the mission was 2 years.
Yeah.
Or if the mission had a shelf, a life, in 2 years, I'll be back. I think I could wait the 2 years.
Yeah. Because I went into, but again, like we talked about earlier, it's about us knowing there's an end date. So if I know that there's two years, I prep myself. Mentally, I'm like, I'm going to be good for these 2 years. But now, once it gets to that and they say, hey, they're probably not coming back. And then time after that,
I have to keep going.
Yeah. Because even for your life, what do you do?
Yeah, but I don't believe in myself to bounce back in the game like that to actually get some cheeks.
I feel like it's not bouncing back in the game.
I feel like I would try, but I'd be like, oh, damn, my 3 years is up. I ain't getting no cheeks. I was trying.
I feel like you wouldn't be trying. I feel like you're sitting at a bar sad, drinking, and somebody comes over, what's going on with you? It's I have a wife. She went to space.
But who?
And then some girl slides
girls
in.
Girls love you.
She sees the opportunity.
You never know.
So I feel like it's more like you get pressed on and they snatching your gear off type shit.
Yes, no. No,
I don't know what I'm going to look like.
They talked about this in the.
You got a bunch of scruffy beard. You ain't got no cut in months.
In the Golden Bachelor, the women talk about it. It's kind of shitty, but it's like,
he said, move, bitch.
He said, no, I'm a space nigga. My wife is space nigga. But it's like, if your wife dead, that's the best type of nigga, because you was committed.
Oh.
You saw it through. Yeah. You saw it through as much as a nigga can see. So women will see that kind of loyalty and respect that in you, because you a good dude. It's how more loyal can you be than your wife died?
Yeah.
You was down 10 toes.
Right.
So that's going to play well, bro. Also, you a good dude. You got a real story and shit. You probably open about your feelings because your wife dead and shit.
But
it's going to fuck you up when she come home, bro. Yeah. When you get that call, be like, hey, bro, the shit fixed. He said, huh?
I know I'm going to have a nasty media run, bro.
Oh, I'm on today's show.
Yeah.
Hey, it's more than Katie.
My boo coming back.
No.
My boo coming back.
Oh, no, I'm talking when she first leaves.
First leaves.
Oh. Yeah.
And then when she leaves and when you figure out she's not coming back.
Shaq, you want to hear something?
Yeah.
So in the show, the one nigga, his wife, when he leave, she the mayor.
Yeah.
When he come back, she's become the governor. Just because of that. She got so much attention because her husband was an astronaut in space. Dad, she got all these votes. Yeah. She flipped it to becoming the
mayor.
That's exactly what she did. So 100%.
I gotta see this shit.
Yeah, it's on Peacock. It's a good movie. It's an interesting question. I do?
Don't name drop it, because they ain't paying us.
You're right. No free ass.
No free ass. Yeah,
it's it will fuck you up if you got a call being like, oh, they coming home. You like, who? Because I was definitely on Oprah crying.
Damn.
I just missed my baby.
Yeah.
That
would be too.
I said space, sure. Just to give her back. Then you see me on TMZ a couple years later. I was at some Super Bowl party and a little too crazy.
Doing coke.
I was going through it. I'm grieving. And then I find God and I'm
you strung out.
Yeah, because I
said she rubbing your neck.
Yeah, it was me and
she said, can I snap
me and what's my baby name? Me and Drea was at a Super Bowl party. I was just coked out in a Lambo. I was just too much. The money went to my head, bro.
Yeah.
I would chill out there.
I want a phase in that in my life where something just goes through my head and I just.
The power, the money.
It's just like
this scenario is going to happen again.
It's not Shaq.
I don't know when, and I'm not going to wear. I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say who it's going to happen to. Mm-hmm. But if this particular woman comes to you and says, "Hey, Ryan said I'm supposed to be here to snatch your gear off," just know I sent.
He said, "Snatch your gear off."
I said, "When you get up there,"
I said, "Thank you, Ryan."
I said, "Hey, go snatch your gear off."
Thanks, Ryan.
I said, "But make sure you ask him."
Thank you, Ryan.
Don't just snatch his gear off. Ask him to snatch his gear off, like that.
But
he said, "Can I consensually snatch your gear off?"
She said, "Hey, Daddy, can I snatch your gear off?" I said,
"Shit, you have to consensually ask."
I said, "Take me, take it if you want."
She said, "Can I sneak your room while you sleeping late night?"
Maybe.
Good.
I'm
sneaking the window.
That's
right.
That's good.
Hey, man. Hopefully, when you're in space, you listen to BLT podcast.
Hey, man. Download it for you leave.
But just the two things you can do: follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on IG at the BLT POD. You can fuck family over at RNC Radio for your podcasting needs. But ultimately, remember, not listening.
Not listening.
Will always and forever be problematic as fuck.